When the big man was killed, you must have wanted it. Its blood was on the leaves.
If it bleeds, we can kill it.
Mr. Peterson said. I had Florence Sparrow notify Sloan. Poor little lamb.
Who's this girl going out with?
It's so hard to tell these days. I do see her with Ferris Bueller quite a little bit.
Would you get me Mr. Peterson's daytime number, please?
Sure. Ed Rooney's office.
This is George Peterson.
Oh, please hold. Oh, you know, it's Mr. Peterson. You still want his daytime number?
Ed Rooney.
Ed, this is George Peterson.
How are you today, sir?
Well, we've had a bit of bad luck this morning, as you may have heard.
Yeah, I heard, and I'm all broken up. Boy, what a blow.
Yeah. Well, it's been a tough morning, and we've got a lot of family business to take care of, so if you wouldn't mind excusing Sloan, I'd appreciate it.
Sure. Yo, I'd be happy to. Yeah, you just produce a corpse, and I'll release Sloan. I want to see this dead grandmother firsthand.
Ed.
It's all right, Grace. It's Ferris Bueller, little twerp. I'm going to set a trap and let him fall right into it.
Ed, I'm sorry. Did you say you wanted to see a body?
Yeah, that's right. Just roll her old bones on over here, and I'll dig up your daughter. You know that school policy.
Oh?
Was this your mother?
No, my wife's mother.
Ed Rooney's office.
Hi, this is Ferris Bueller. Can I speak to Mr. Rooney, please? Thank you.
Hold.
I'll tell you what, dipshit. You don't like my policies, you can just come on down here and smooch my big old white butt.
Ed!
Pucker up, buttercup.
What?
Ferris Bueller's online, too.
Hey, Mr. Rooney, how you doing? Listen, I'm sorry to disturb you at work, but I'm not feeling very well today.
And I was wondering if it might be possible for my sister to bring home any assignments for my classes that I might need.
Have a nice day.
Mr. Peterson? No, I think I owe you an apology, sir.
Well, I should say you do. Well, I think you should be sorry, for Christ's sake. A family member dies, and you insult me. What the hell is the matter with you, anyway?
I really don't know, sir. I mean, I didn't think I was talking to you. I thought I was talking to somebody else. You know, sir, that I would never deliberately insult you like that. I can't begin to tell you how embarrassed I am.
What do you want?
Pardon my French, but you're an asshole.
What do you want?
Asshole!
You're absolutely right, sir. You've hit the nail right in the head.
Find out where she is.
This isn't over yet, Buster. Do you read me?
Loud and clear, Mr. Peterson.
Call me sir, goddammit.
Yes, 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 sir, yes, sir.
That's better.
Now you just mind your P's and Q's, Buster, and remember who you're dealing with.
Bueller. Ferris Bueller. Now, I'm a little scared, because what if he recognizes my voice?
Impossible. You're doing great.
Yeah?
Jesus, wait!
Rooney?
Oh.
Rooney, calm down.
Just a moment.
Just a little office difficulty, sir.
Rooney, I don't have all day to bark at you, so I'm going to make this short and sweet. I want my daughter out in front of the school in 10 minutes by herself. I don't want anybody...
What? It's too suspicious. He'll think something's up. Cover it.
You.
Talk.
Come on.
306.
Talk.
Rooney! Rooney!
Yes, yes.
Listen here. Pay attention.
I changed my mind. I want you out in front of the school with her. I'd like to have a few words with you, by God. On second thought, we don't have time to talk right now. We'll get together soon and we'll have lunch.
Ow.
What the hell is wrong with you?
Wait!
Where's your brain?
Why'd you kick me?
Where's your brain?
Why'd you kick me?
Where's your brain?
I asked you first.
How can we pick up Sloan if Rooney is there with her?
I said for her to be there alone, and you freaked.
I'm gonna get you. I'm here to take care of you forever and ever and ever. Where are you hiding? Here, let me see. There's some big ugly fucking teeth you got, Bob.
What do you like that, Vanessa? You like how the fucking feels?
What did you do with my grandma?
Do you want to see your grandma?
I brought you an extension cord.
Holy shit.
Y'all got a cigarette?
right, over the last couple of months, it has been very difficult for me to introduce this man without using World Wrestling Federation champion Hulk Hogan here at WrestleMania 4 this afternoon. You've got the opportunity to change that.
Oh, yeah, it's been hard to live with, man. Fee, fi, fo, fum, Andre. One long year, and your time has come, man. No marks, no scars, no blemishes on the Hulkster, brother. But inside, man, I've been scarred for one long year. Everywhere I go, man, all the little Hulksters ask me, is there any truth to the fact that there was a controversial count? Hulkster, did you really get him over your head? Did you really beat the Giants? Well, today, man, in WrestleMania 4, we're going to wipe all that controversy out. Andre the Giant, in the second round, when you're fresh as a daisy, with the whole world watching, I'm going to prove, brother, that I can beat you anywhere, anytime. And all my Hulkamaniacs, they're going to feel it, too.
Speaking of the Hulkamaniacs, Hulk Hogan, we have seen him here at Atlantic City, and I know millions others are watching very intently all around
the
world.
But if you looked in their eyes, man, have you seen the fear in all those little Hulksters? They realize that when I get Andre the Giant cinched up in the launch position, when I slam him through the Trump Plaza, brother, from New York down to Tampa, Florida, the fault line is going to break off. And as Andre the Giant falls into the ocean, as my next two opponents fall to the ocean floor and I pin them, so will Donald Trump and all the Hulkamaniacs. But as Donald Trump hangs onto the top of the Trump Plaza with his family under his other arm, as they sink to the bottom of the sea, thank God Donald Trump's a Hulkamaniac. He'll know enough to let go of his materialistic possessions, hang on to the wife and kids, dog paddle with his life all the way to safety. But Donald, if something happens, you run out of gas, and all those little Hulkamaniacs run out of gas, just hang on to the largest back in the world, and I'll dog paddle us, backstroke all of us to safety.
Oh, and thank you, Hulk Hogan. Let's get back to action. Wow.
Unreal, Donald Trump, one of the Hulkamaniacs.
There he is right there, a Hulkamaniac. You really think so?
Absolutely.
Tell the captain we've got to land as soon as we can. This woman has to be gotten to a hospital.
A hospital? What is it?
It's a big building with patients, but that's not important right now. Tell the captain I must speak to him.
Certainly. Excuse me, sir. There's been a little problem in the cockpit.
The cockpit? What is it?
It's the little room in the front of the plane where the pilots sit. That's not important right now. You see, the first officer is ill, and the captain needs someone to help him with the radio.
I'm not gonna hurt anybody. I don't want no trouble. No trouble. I just want some chips. I want some chips, that's all. All I want some chips. See, the chip, that's it. Turn that over, man. It's burning. It's burning. Turn it over. It's burning. I just want some chips.
Hey, don't you wanna run and call it? If I buy candy, wishing I am. She's a
Russian?
Soviet.
like to say that although the Native American Tatanka will not be there physically, he will be there in spirit, just as he is here in spirit with us now.
What he's trying to say is, he big, tough Indian, very sick, laid out in teepee.
I feel privileged to be able to take part in what is truly a great American tradition, Thanksgiving. And the Steiner brothers and I all feel very privileged to introduce to you our new tag team partner.
Hey, wait a minute. Everything's pitch black here. What's going on?
You know what's going on. It can only mean one thing.
How about that, ladies and gentlemen?
This is not right.
Can you imagine the Survivor Series now?
No, I can't. You have to have a partner that is alive. You can't have The Undertaker. Who knows if he's an American? Who knows if he's foreign? Who knows if he's alive or dead? This isn't fair. This is not fair.
Has been filled with eternal darkness. But I've stood tall in my beliefs. And even when condemned for my actions, I stood by what I believed in. And now, these three men stand up for what they believe in. American pride. And in honor of their devotion, I will stand with them, and I will survive with them. So let freedom ring, and let these foreign fanatics rest in peace.
Well, how about that? The foreign fanatics could very well be resting in peace at the Survivor Series.
I remember wearing straight leg Levi's, flannel shirts even when they weren't in style. I remember singing with Roy Rogers at the movies when the West was really wild. I was listening to the Opry when all of my friends were digging rock and roll and rhythm and blues. I was country when country was uncool. I remember circling the drive-in, pulling up and turning down George Jones. I remember when no one was looking, I was putting peanuts in my coat. I took a lot of kidding, 'cause I never did fit here. Everybody trying to be what I was then. I was country when country was uncool. Ooh, I was country when country was uncool. I was country from my head. Sticking to our roots, all free to choose.
I was country
when country was a new cool.
Hey, I was country.
Another stranger in town?
Yes, and I know something else. There was another stranger I didn't tell you about.
Listen to me, you sawed-off little runt. I want to know how many men there are altogether.
Well, there were two. Now there's two more.
Where?
In the saloon.
Listen, mister, why do you choose my place to commit suicide? I know that man. It's a miracle you're alive.
Why should a man walk around with a pistol and then let himself be insulted? That's mighty strange.
Well, sir, the hunchback didn't shoot you. He had a very, very important reason, that's all.
I was thinking that myself.
Well, I come from Alabama with my banjo on my knee. And I'm bound for Louisiana, my own true love for to see. It did rain all night the day I left. The weather was bone dry. The sun was so hot I froze myself. Suzanne, don't you go on and cry. I said, oh, Susanna, now don't you cry for me. As I come from Alabama with this banjo on my knee. Well, I had myself a dream the other night when everything was still. I dreamed that I saw my girl Suzanne. She was coming around the hill. Now the buckwheat cake was in her mouth, the tear was in her eye. I said that I come from Dixieland. Suzanne, don't you break down and cry. I said, oh, Susanna, now don't you cry for me. 'Cause I come from Alabama with my banjo on my knee.
You're looking at the next world heavyweight champion. And if it's a special moment you're looking for, you're about to get one right now.
What's the name of that? No, wait a minute.
Oberg's here!
This was a party for Goldberg. I don't think he meant that Goldberg was necessarily invited.
This is Triple H's idea to have a farewell party for Goldberg.
Yeah, but Flair and Orton were supposed to be here as well.
Well, Austin, stop that. Triple H is here alone. Goldberg is on his way. These two men will meet this Sunday in Unforgiven for the world title.
They're meeting right now.
And Goldberg grabbed the Triple H right from the throat. There's a Goldberg manhandling. Triple H's insides may be busted up at the hands of Goldberg.
You're blinded by romance, you're blinded by
Hey, Ace, I would very much like you to meet Judy. She can suck a golf ball through 20 feet of garden hose. Ain't that right?
I'm very impressed. Judy, can you excuse us for a second, please?
Go over there, Judy.
Can you have a seat over here, Judy?
Go over there!
I don't even know why.
Go over there!
Thank you, Judy. I have business to take care of. Listen,
what is
man,
it?
Listen.
You hungry? You want
you
something?
Find that bitch from?
This is my girl.
But the bitch ain't happy.
You
listen,
something?
I need some help.
What?
I need some more credit cards.
What?
I need a lot this time.
How many?
American Express blank credit cards. I need 2,000 this time.
Get the fuck out of here.
You can't handle it?
Coming in at 2,000?
Well, you can't handle it. I'm sorry. I guess I'll take my bag of money to somebody who can't handle it.
Oh, okay. Oh. You got the money.
I said I got a bag of money, right?
A bag full of money.
A bag about this big, this wide, full to the brim with money.
When do you need the cars?
I need the cars in 3 hours.
Get out 3 hours. Give me some time here.
Hey, look, man, I'm a businessman, okay? I got to make moves. I'm moving constantly,
three
yo.
Hours.
I'm moving all the time. Business, you know? If you can't help me, right, I go do right, something right, else because right, I'm business. Right, I got to move all the time, okay?
Okay?
Excuse me. I got business to take care of.
You got the money.
I got the money. You got the credit cards or not?
Listen, you meet me at this address. 3 hours.
Don't have me standing around like a fool, man. You messing with the titty woman over here.
3 hours.
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 As the snow flies on a cold and gray Chicago morning, a poor little baby child is born in the ghetto. And his mama cries, 'cause if there's one thing she don't need, is another hungry mouth to feed in the ghetto. People, don't you understand? Your child needs a helping hand. He'll grow to be an angry young man someday. Take a look at you and me. Are we too blind to see? Or do we simply turn our heads and look the other way? Well, the world turns, and a hungry little boy with a runny nose plays in the street as a cold wind blows in the ghetto. And his hunger burns, so he starts to roam the streets at night, and he learns how to steal, and he learns how to fight in the ghetto. Then one night in desperation, the young man breaks away. He buys a gun, he steals a car, tries to run, but he don't get far, and his mama cries. As a crowd gathers round, an angry young man face down in the street with a gun in his hand in the ghetto. And as her young man dies, on a cold and gray Chicago morning, another little baby child is born in the ghetto. And his mama cries.